today we'll be doing Simen Hei, which is just one sif. So the Shulchan Aruch tells us, Yechavin bebrachos perish amilos. When a person recites a bracha, they have to have in mind the explanation, the meaning of the words. Kishayazkir Hashem, when a person says Hashem's name in a bracha, Yechavin perish kriyasu ba'adnos shehu adonakol. So when a person reads the name of Hashem, so the way in which we read the word as if it's written Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, you have to have in mind that Hashem is Adon HaKol, the master over everything. Yechavin bechsivaso biyud hei shehaya vehove vihiyah. And the way that the word is written out as Yud Kei Vav Kei, that implies the idea that Hashem is Haya Hove Vihiyah, that He was, is, and always will be. Uva Haskiro Elokim, and when you mention the name of Elokim or Elokeinu, Yechavin shu takif bal hayecholus uval hakochos kulam. You have to have in mind that Hashem has the ability to do as He pleases. So the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkan Al tells us perish amilos. Kemo sha'amru chazal shalo yizrok habracham yipivel yechavin be'isa amira v'yivarech benakas. A person can't just, throw the bracha out of their mouth, say it very quickly. They have to say it deliberately and slowly and think about the words. The Zelishom Sefer Chasidim Simen Memvav, the Sefer Chasidim quotes, Kishahu notel yada voshim mevarech ala peiro so ala mitzvos hashkuros b'fi kol adam. When a person washes their hands or they recite a bracha over fruit or really over any mitzvahs, particularly those brachos that people say all the time, Yechavin libo l'shem boro asher hifli chasdo imo v'nasan lo hapeiro so halachan lihanos mehem v'tzivahu ala mitzvos. You should have in mind that you're thinking Hashem for all the wonders that He's done. He's provided you fruit or bread or mitzvos to perform. V'lo yasa kadam ha'osa davar b'minhag u'motzi dvarim mipiv b'li hegyon haliv. And you shouldn't just be like a regular person who does things without thinking about them. V'aldavar z'charaf Hashem b'amo. And over this matter, over doing things without thinking about them, Hashem actually got angry at us. V'shalach lenu b'yad yishayiv amar yan ki nigash ha'am hazeh b'fiv uvisvasav ki beduni v'libo richak m'meni. V'ayin shem od mashi herich b'godol ha'on ha'shav urzeh. So if you look and say for Yeshaya, Hashem speaks very, very clearly and aggressively against those people who do mitzvos or do actions without thinking about them. Kriyaso ba'adnos ki Hashem ha'nichbad v'hanara asur l'kroso k'chsavo k'mo shamru chazal ha'hoges Hashem ba'osiosov ein lo chilek li'olam haba el etzarech l'kroso ki ilu ha'yakosov shem alef dal nun yud v'gam benakudas alef dal nun yud ha'inu ha'alef b'chataf patach avalo b'fatach levad o b'shval levad v'hadala b'cholom v'hanun b'kamatz v'yadgesh ha'yud shetahini keres yafeh rak b'kavona yechav l'shem havaya v'tamen aginu hu milu ras. The Mishnah Berurah tells us, first of all, we're not allowed to read the Shem Hashem the way that it's written, as in Yud Kei Vav Kei, because the Gemara tells us that a person who pronounces, who sounds out the letters of Shem Hashem the way that it's written, loses their chiluk in Olam Haba. You have to read it the way that we read it is as if it says Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. You have to be precise about the Nekudos. For example, the Nikud on the Aleph is a Chataf Patach, as opposed to a regular Patach or a Shua. A Chataf Patach is basically a mix between a Patach and a Shiva, and the difference between a regular Patach, which is, let's say in this case, would just be an A sound, versus a Chataf Patach, is that the Chataf Patach begins as a Shva and essentially morphs into a Patach. It starts out as a little bit of a guttural letter, and then it turns into a regular Patach. So it starts out, it would be Ah, if you could hear that little guttural in the beginning, as opposed to just Ah, which is a flat, plain Patach. And then also under over the dalet, we have the cholam, the O sound, and the nun is going to be a kamatz, and you have to make sure that the yud is pronounced properly, and also you have to, again, have that in all those intentions in mind that we mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch. And also the word of Shem Hashem is milara. Milara means that the emphasis is on the last syllable, as opposed to mil-el, where the emphasis is on one of the earlier syllables. So that's why when you say Hashem's name as if it's written aleph, dalet, nun, yud, you have to make the emphasis on the last syllable. You say Adonai as opposed to Ado. So that's why, for example, when you're davening, especially we're saying brachos, so oftentimes, especially if you're going to be singing, let's say during Kabbalah and Shabbos, oftentimes people will mispronounce Shem Hashem and put the emphasis on the first part of the syllable, which is problematic. You have to make sure the emphasis is on the last syllable of the word. Then the Mishnah Berurah says Shehaya Ver Hagra Kasav Delufi Omek Hadin In Tzarech Lechavin Al Perush Kriyaso Devechol Malkom Holchen Acher Hakriya Av Sheyesh BaHaksiva Sodos Gedolos Levad BeKriyash Mashem Tzarech Lechavin Gamkin Shehaya Ayachem. So the Gra thinks that you don't actually have to have those second intentions, the intentions that we mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch about the fact that Hashem is Hayahovavi, because those intentions are associated with the way in which Hashem's name is actually written, which we're not supposed to say out, as opposed to the way in which Hashem's name is read. The only time the Gra says you need to have those intentions in mind, the intentions of Hayahovia, is during Kriya Shema. Even though there are many great secrets that are included in the way that Hashem's name is written, but other than Kriya Shema, we're really not supposed to be thinking about those things. Certainly, if the name of Hashem is actually written out as Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, not as Yud Kei Vav Kei, then for sure you only have have to have that intention of the fact that Hashem is the master of the universe and not the second intention of HaYehovah V'hiya. Im echad misaper chas de Hashem sha'asalo mitchila maskir Hashem ferozat ligmor dvarim ha'asalo Hashem asur lahafsiko dvarim Hashem mitoch kach lo yigmor dvarim v'nim sa shehizkar Hashem shemayim b'chinam. If a person wants to tell over the great miracles that Hashem performed for him and he mentions Hashem's name, so he's not allowed to pause until the story is over, because he's going to end up saying Hashem's name in vain otherwise. Avalim rotzel kalo shabadna v'hizkal b'Hashem mitzvah lahafsiko shaligmor dvarim v'lo yachad. If a person is trying to curse someone with Hashem's name, then you have a mitzvah to stop him from doing that, to prevent him, because otherwise he's going to end up violating a very serious issur of using Hashem's name as in the form of cursing someone. So we'll stop here for now. We'll pick up with Siman Vav tomorrow.